Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Understanding Google Ads. I previously published a blog article titled Insights from My First Google Ads Campaign, and from the feedback I received, it was clear that there are quite a number of people out there who have no idea what Google Ads is all about. I therefore saw it fitting to make this week's post about Google Ads. Search Concepts Basics. Before you can understand Google Ads, you need to have an appreciation of search. Anyone who uses the internet is well familiar with search engines, and for most people, Google. Google is a search engine that indexes content on the web and allows us to find information from the vast collection of online resources just by specifying a few phrases or keywords. The task of the search engine is to crawl the web and index information, such that it can be easily retrieved, and retrieved at high speed. Over the years, search engines have evolved to the point where they aggregate the information they gather, and present it according to contextual relevance, taking into account who is carrying out the search, or where they are located, for example. In a world rife with competition, it becomes critical that any party is interested in appearing at the topmost of search results. There is one distinguishing characteristic about the search results that you should be aware of. The search results on Google and many other search engines are made up of organic results and sponsored results. Positioning of results. In order to be placed in the topmost result for organic results, the content being indexed by Google must be deemed by them to be of high quality and relevance. There is no way to directly throw money at the problem in order to appear in the topmost organic results. The only way to rank high in these results is to produce quality content and implement an effective search engine optimization strategy. Sponsored results appear at the top of the search result pages, as well as on the right. They are clearly highlighted as ads, with a colored marker, whilst the organic search results are not. These results are paid for. This is Google Ads. Essentially, Google Ads is paid advertising based on the relevance of the search term a user enters into Google. Keywords research. Google Ads provides an interface through which a Google Ads account is managed. The key to understanding Google Ads is to gain an appreciation of keywords. Keywords are targeted words searchers specify in a Google search, in order for the search engine to determine the search criteria for a particular search. The keywords have to be selected in such a way that they are able to show a searcher's intent, so that the right ad may be shown. The selection of the right keywords is an involved process of keyword research that includes analyzing the buying funnel and extracting keywords that reflect buyer intent at various stages of the sales funnel. Writing compelling ads. The keywords in a Google Ads account are triggered when searchers enter the corresponding keywords in a Google search. The challenge for a Google Ads marketer after an ad is triggered is to ensure that they write compelling ad copy that will catch the searcher's attention. This has to be done using only a title of up to 25 characters, two description lines of 35 characters each, and a web address no longer than 35 characters. It is important that the ad reflects the search query that triggers it. The idea is to ensure that the searcher is not disappointed by finding ad copy that has no resemblance to what they searched for. Otherwise, this leads to searcher frustration and the ads not converting into leads. Creating landing pages that convert. The final step in setting up a Google Ads account is the landing page for each ad, which is created on the marketer's website. Whilst it is okay to lead prospects to any page on your website, such as the homepage, once they click on an ad, it is a good idea to create special pages as the landing page for an ad on the website. This is important because you do not want to confuse the searcher by bombarding them with a lot of content that is on your website, but which might be irrelevant to the search query. A specialized page is better positioned to answer any questions the searcher might have that is directly related to what they searched for. Taking this approach results in better conversion rates and less abandoned landing pages, which translates to less lost customers. Billing and targeting. The way Google Ads works is that the ads marketer pays Google every time a searcher clicks on an ad, or for a certain number of impressions that an ad makes on the Google platform and its partner network. An impression counts for every time an ad is shown to potential customers. Pay-per-click, PPC. This is a billing mechanism in which a marketer is billed according to the number of times their advert is clicked. In other words, it is the amount that the marketer pays to have their advert clicked. Cost per impression, CPI, cost per 1,000 impressions, CPM. This is the amount the marketer is billed to have their advert shown to potential customers. You use this option if you're more interested in having your advert seen, more than it being clicked. What is so great about Google Ads is the ability to target searches from different geographic locations. You may choose to target a city, region, or country. For certain countries, however, you may only be able to target the entire country, and not its individual cities, due to a small search footprint. A great platform to market on. From my experience, Google Ads is a great platform to market on. The fact that you are able to set up your own budget for ads is great, along with the ability to target geographically. I also find the fact that people are already searching for something relevant to their search by the time they see your ad. Because the searcher's intent is high, they are more likely to convert into a sales prospect, which adds unparalleled marketing power to the platform. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.